Hello, cool blind tech. Today we're going to be discussing about home server. I'm your host, Kevin Suggs. I'm 30 years old. I live in Alabama, United States. This is my first podcast, and probably one that will not be my last. So, what is Windows Home Server? Well, Windows Home Server is, as it says, home server. It's made for the home user. It is a server. It's built on server technology of Windows 2003 with Server Pack 2. And is available to purchase via OEM or retail from different vendors as such HP, Dell, and other vendors that are following. So with that in mind, I went and purchased an OEM from Newegg.com, and I believe Amazon has this also for sale as an OEM package. But here's a drawback. You will need Site Assistant to install this OS. As right now, I have yet to see where you can set up unattended install. Whether that is possible, I do not know, but you will need Site Assistant to install the OS. So, once you can get Site Assistant, if you decide to purchase this OS, then it's well worth it. The installation can take up to an hour, depending on what kind of system specs you're using. Currently, I'm using an AMD 1.8 with 1 gig of RAM. It's built by HP. It's a HP computer, but I took and moved it to another case, such as ChefTech full tire. That way I could have separate mobile racks and install as many drives as I need to expand my server. Currently I'm at 1.26 terabytes of storage space, which will probably increase sooner or later. The OEM package retails for $185, which the price could drop anytime soon, but who knows. Anyhow, once you install the OS, which will reboot roughly around about 10 times, you will be given a chance to enter an administrative password. Once you enter your administrative password, it will reboot and be ready to run. Now, the OEM comes with 4 CDs. Actually, 3 CDs and 1 DVD. The DVD is the OS itself, and 3 separate CDs, which one is a connector CD, another is your restore CD, and the third one is an OEM kit to be able to modify the installation DVD. Anyhow, now, how accessible is this program? Very inaccessible, in the sense that you are limited on how to manage the system. But with some help from side of people, you can get what you need going, and then that's it. You can set it, forget it. Now, you can do remote desktop, and you can restore your computer with a restore CD, but this will also need a Site Assistant, as Windows Home Server will automatically back up your whole system, and then after it backs up the whole system the first time, it does incremental backups. Once you install the connector CD, it will ask you a few questions, and install whatever programs it needs, like .NET and the connectors program, which brings up the Windows Home Server console. This part is not accessible, as I will show you right now.
Insert scanning system tray. Windowize, one of nine list box.
Now I'm running Windowize, as you'll see why later. As JAWS, unless you got the extra package for networking to do remote desktoping, excuse me, you will not be able to do what you need to do. Now, I use Windowize because it don't require extra money to have the remote desktop feature.
Lexmark product, Windows Live Messenger not signed in. Windows Home Server Network is healthy. 4 of 9.
Now, as you know, it says Windows Home Server Network is healthy. It will let you know if the home server is healthy, at risk, or critical, or offline. It will pop up balloons explaining why it went at risk and why it went at critical, depending on the situation. As for, like, if you run low of hard drive space, or somebody's virus database is out of date, you will be notified, and it changes. Also, you got add-ins. You can install add-ins such as virus control, disk keeper controls, and they're just starting to come out with them today. Matter of fact, today is the day that this has been released to the public, finally. Now, I had my hands on it 2 weeks prior before this. So, anyway, we're at Windows Home Server Network icon in System Tray.
Context menu. Windows Home Server Console W.
You got Windows Home Server Console.
Backup now, B dialog.
You got backup now, which you can manually backup your system.
New backup status is disabled.
Now, that speaks for what it says.
Update password, new dialog disabled.
Update password. This will only apply unless your password is different from your home server, as you want everybody's accounts on the home server to match the same on their computer. So, like, for instance, I'm running an administrator right now on this computer. My password is the same as a home server, so I have complete control on the home server. Now, on somebody's user's account, you would not give them the administrator password. You would just assign them their own password on the add user account, and you want to make sure both of them match the username and the password, so that way they won't have any conflicts when they access the shared folders, and plus when home server checks for their status.
Shared folders F.
You got shared folders, which also is on your desktop.
Display network health notifications H checked.
And you can disable the notifications.
Help H.
And you got your help.
Exit E.
And exit.
Windows Home Server Console W.
Now we're going to go to Windows Home Console.
Windows Home Server Console. Edit box. Password.
And it's going to ask for the administrative password of that home server, so and it takes a few seconds for it to come up, because it's basically the reason why it's not accessible. Windows Home Console on the client side is basically remote desktop in a window. So you're basically seeing what's on the home server side, which is somewhat of a new 2008 server feature. So JAWS and Windowize will not recognize this whatsoever. And you'll see why in a minute.
Start menu. Menu closed. Windows Home Server Console. Windows Home Server Console.
Okay, I'm in the home console. I'm tabbing. There's nothing. Now, if I try to root my mouse.
Insert.
it will not work. No key will work in this window whatsoever. I tried everything. Now, when I have somebody help me and they using the mouse manually on there, every now and then it will say something, but it's still not accessible. So, we're getting out of that.
Report sound 2. Dialogue. Desktop. Shared folders on server.
Okay. Now, we're on the desktop, and like I said, there's a shared shared folders.
Sonar 6 producer edition. Sound 4 J-Point. Some magic. Shared folders on server. 14 of 26.
There's shared folders on server. And this is a link that it installs. You must go through this when you're saving your information onto the server. Because if you don't, it will not duplicate to the other hard drives. When you have more than one hard drive, it will duplicate the file on multiple drives, so that way, if one dies, you still have all your files.
Windows Explorer, audio shows and books, 1 of 8.
Now, this is all accessible.
Music, public, photos, software.
It's just like it's in IE Explorer, so there's no problem with it. Now, when you create users, add a user to the Windows Home Console,
users,
there's a user folder that you can go to as an administrator.
Carol.
And, you can go to any user that has been created as an administrator. So.
Custom control. Dot.
Now.
Desktop. Shared folders on.
When it comes to being able to control what your home server does, you have to go through remote desktop. And like I said, I use Windowize. You could probably use JAWS if you have the remote desktop package.
Start Met programs key pull down. Communication C. Remote desk menu closed. Property sheet. Remote desktop connection. Combo edit box. Computer C. Up, cancel. Button. Home server remote desktop. Custom control.
Now, as you know, you can't. When you go into remote desktop, you got to type in your password to get in. Also, if you use a Windowize, you got to also enable the virtual video and also enable the SAPI to be virtual. So, also, another bonus I found out, you can, like I said, you notice I'm on the home server right now remotely. You can run Narrator after it installs and everything. I use a USB headset to get audio, and Narrator was there, and the audio was on. Normally, with Windows 2003 Server Edition, the audio is automatically turned off when after install. You normally will have to go enable this Windows audio service to work, but this one, it was on. So, luckily I was able to install Windowize and such like that. Now, we're on the desktop.
My computer, 2.
So,
Windows i7, Windows Home Server Console, 8.
Alright. Now, we're going to bring up Windows Home Server Console.
Dialogue. Windows Home Server Console. This computer has lost connection to your home server. Check your network connection and make sure your home server is powered on. Then try to connect again.
Ooh. Okay.
Windows Home Server Console. Home Server Remote Desktop. Record sound 2 ready. Pop Windows Media Player. Windows Home Server Console.
Oh, I see what our problem is.
Custom control. S. Settings com user errors accounts button.
Okay. Well, it was, I had Windows Home Server Console and on my main computer still open, so.
S. Settings. Co-share RS. The folder's S button.
Okay, now we're in. We're back on the remote desktop.
S. S. Settings computers. Backup button.
As you notice. Let's see.
Start menu. Menu. Start button. Windows Home Server Console. S. Settings button. Button.
Now we're on the Windows Home Console and.
S. Settings. Computers backup button.
You got computer backup button.
S settings. Com users accounts.
Button. User accounts button.
S settings. Co share RSA. Older S button.
You got the share folders.
S settings. Co server RSA storage button.
You got your storage tab.
S settings. Co Avast RS antivirus button.
And a virus.
S settings. Duplication and info S button.
Duplication, which these two add-ons are add-ons. They're not. They don't come shipped. You have to go download them.
Button.
And you got S, button.
Settings, computers, backup button.
Then it goes back.
Button. S settings. C network SLTP. Button.
Then you got your network tab.
Settings S button.
And you got the settings button. You can go in there and change the settings. Like you can update your home server. Check for updates. You can set your remote desktops. There's a bunch of settings.
Help page button. Settings S button. S settings. C network.
Let's see.
S settings duplication. S settings. Do a fast on anti. S settings do. Server on the storage button. S settings do. Share on A. Folders. S settings. Do S user on. Accounts button. S settings. Computers backup button. Button. S settings. Duplication B. S settings do server on the storage button.
We're going to go to the storage.
And pointer routed to the code. Storage S. Setting O. Antivirus. Duplic M. M. S. C. A. L. S. Settings. H. Help in. Button. Storage hard drives. WDC WD 3200 KS 0 Z. ST 3500630 S. Fourth left. ST 3320600.
Now you can dab around all through this. I'm just doing it a little bit quicker with a mouse numpad.
ST 3800.
But once you get in this, like the storage tab, you.
ST 3320620 S capacity. 298.09 GB location internal auto status healthy 305.
It lets you know what kind of hard drive you're using, like it's internal or USB or whatnot. Now I got 5 drives on this one. Now to get the other information, like storage and all.
ST 3000 Seagate external drive USB device 100 test settings. Balancing storage. Total size 1.26 TB.
And now, total size of 1.26 GB, TB.
Free space, 554.57 GB.
I got 554 GB left.
Shared folders, 338 GB.
Shared folders taking up 300 GB, a little over 330-something. And
duplication, 338 GB.
And duplication.
Shared folders, 338 GB.
You notice that both of them are the same.
Duplication, 300.
That's because the duplication is what it is. It duplicates the shared folders or whatever folders that you got assigned as to be duplicated. That way, if any drives dies, you don't lose anything.
PC backup's 34 GB.
Now, PC backup is taking 34 GBs. So, I got 5 computers being backed up on my network. And I only take 34 gigs. And the reason why is the Windows Home Server, when it backs up, say, Windows Pro XP, it don't go, it, say, for example, this my main computer is backed up, which got Windows Pro. Now, but my laptop got Windows Pro. It don't back up the same identical files. It just note, excuse me. It just note that it's got the same file, so it don't have to copy it and make a two files of the same file. So it basically saves a lot of drive space when it does this. It's called, and this technology they use is called drive. Drive extensions, I think that's what they call it.
Duplication, shared folder 550, free space, 1.2 total size, H, help seek an external drive USB device one left.
Anyway,
ST3800801.
Now, if you were to add a new drive and you came into this window, you could hit your application key.
Add or disabled.
You can add the drive, which it adds the drive to the pool, so that way you can get more space.
Repair E. Disabled.
You can repair if it's a drive's having a health problem.
Remove R.
And you can remove the drive. Now, be forewarned. when you remove a hard drive from the server, it will take a couple hours. So I would not remove unless you go to bed. And believe me, it takes a while.
Add 8. Disabled.
I mean, I removed a 40 GB drive, and it took 3 hours to remove it. And I hate to know what a 500 gig would take.
Menu closed.
But you also got to have enough room to remove that drive, because when you remove drive, it puts it to the free space that's available. So always make sure you have plenty of space. Never have less than what you you don't want less. If you're removing a 500 gig drive, you want to at least have an additional 500 gigs of space left. Subtract that 500, so that way when it removes that drive, it'll have room. Because if you don't, you're going to lose some files. It gives you a status of what could happen if you remove this drive as such, lose this many files and stuff like that. So I'm not going to do it because it takes hours.
Desktop. Windows home. Shut down. Use log off administrator. Menu closed. Log off L. Cancel button. Log off L. Custom control. Dialog. Record sound 2. Desktop. Shared.
Anyway, like I said, it's a neat OS. It's very reliable, but like I said, it's not accessible currently right now for screen readers other than going into remote desktop. And, you know, if you understand how to do remote desktoping and how to set up WindowEyes or JAWS for this, which there is user guides in WindowEyes, I imagine there is in JAWS, you can easily be able to do what I just did going to remote desktop. So, anyway, like I said, it's available. It just came out today, and there's multiple vendors. Also, if you plan to build your own with OEM, it must be compatible with 2003 drivers. So if your system does not have 2003 supported hardware, it will have problems. I had to put in a network card into the system that Windows 2003 had drivers for. So, but anyway, I can be reached at sirruthan@yahoo.com, sirruthan@yahoo.com, and have fun.
Record sound 2. Ready, pop, Windows Media Player, Windows Media Player. Record sound 2. Dialogue. Record sound 2. Custom control.